Hey everyone, this is Dina Harbor, CEO of Women Obtaining Wealth and your Curvy Executive Officer with UrbanThick.com, your online clothing and consignment store for plus-size women and big and tall men. Now remember my motto, when all else fail, you sell. I've been selling since I was about 9 or 10 years old, started with penny candy, yes I'm old, and I would flip that and sell candy for 25 cents if it had chocolate, or 3 for 25 cents when I bought them for a penny. Sometimes 5 cents because there was chocolate involved. Yes, I'm old. Okay, let's get over that. So anyway, selling is in my blood. It's something that I learned at a young age, and it's just gives me a total high when I sell stuff. And the crazy thing is, I sell because I enjoy bringing something of quality to the marketplace, not always getting big, huge profits, which is probably why I'm not a millionaire by now, because getting rich off of it is really not my main focus. One of my main focus is the excitement and joy other people get when they buy my quality products and they get a great deal. As well as for me finding quality items and flipping them to them, you know, when I sell them in the various marketplaces that I do. So I'm back on the air. You won't believe what time it is if I told you. Right now I'm in the West Coast. Usually I'm in Atlanta, but right now I'm in California. And I just got this burst of energy to redo or start to go back to doing this show. I really enjoy it. I want to talk about my great days with Amazon, and I want to talk about the pros and cons of Amazon and why I think people should really sell on Amazon, especially if you've researched your product, if you are someone who is good in sales, know the rules, read the rules, protect yourself with liability insurance, have access to quality product or products, understand how Amazon work. I made a lot of money with Amazon in the beginning. It was like the wild, wild west of selling, especially for someone like me, a young seller, new seller, someone who consider themselves a small business type person. So I didn't look at Amazon at first as like this great, great place to sell, because for the most part, I had sold on various platforms, including eBay for a while. And at the time, I was lingering off of, the 2008 housing crash, because at that point I was a real estate agent doing really well in that field. And I didn't want to go back to corporate America, so I was struggling with what I was going to do, and I started selling more and more on eBay, and as I was doing research, as we all know, YouTube is a great place to do that, I was hearing more and more about Amazon, and so I started really slow with selling only books on Amazon. That was really profitable. One day, I was in the thrift store, and I came across, I was getting ready to leave, in actuality. I was at the counter. I guess I was like the second person in line. And I was, you know, still looking around. And I looked down and I saw this software. And it was in a box. And a lot of times, well, back then, it's not as great of, I don't find that many great things now that I did then. But, at the time, it looked like maybe a company went out of business, so they donated all this software they had. So I looked down, and I noticed the software. It was in a box, looked like everything was inside. And I did realize or know that it was some type of database software. So I looked at it, and at the time, I think I scanned it. Yeah, I scanned it, because Amazon, for sellers, it has an app which you can, if you have the UPC number or the barcode number, you can actually scan the item. So I scanned the item of this software because it was all boxed and looked like it was in pretty good condition. And it came up like used. It came up to like 12. No, I sold it for $1,200. It came up for like $3,000, something like that. And I couldn't believe it. And I looked at it and looked at it. Anyway, I ended up buying it. And it, I think I bought it for, maybe $13. Anywhere between $10 and $13. I can't remember now, but I know it wasn't more than $15. Because my thing was, I really never, at that point, I wasn't buying things over $5. But because it came up so much, I went ahead and bought it. And I think it was like anywhere from $12 to $13. So anyway, I purchased this software, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I purchased it, and I put it on Amazon as used, and I put my selling price at $1,200, I think, because everybody else was much more than that. I'm thinking, was it $3,000? It could have been like $1,500. I don't know, but it was in the thousands, and so I put mine at $1,200. I remember that. So it actually sold, like, I think in less than 30 days, it sold. And I was hooked. You talking about hooked on phonics. I was hooked on Amazon. And so that was like a point where I just went buck wild. And I really started venturing into various products, which is called, I was thrifting, but I was thrifting to flip. I was flipping things that I found in the thrift stores and yard sales and estate sales. And that's what, you know, I mean, you have to really look. And I'm talking to small sellers. I'm not talking to those people who have the money or the avenue or whatever to, you know, go out and spend thousands of dollars. I'm talking about the everyday person who may be needing extra income of $1,000 or so, especially in this climate when you're dealing with COVID and things like that. Now, like I said, I started this back in 2008, 2009 or so. Now when I don't thrift as much as I used to because it's just so frustrating. Goodwill has went up on their prices so much till it's almost retail. Right now I'm on the West Coast, and so it really makes no sense, these things that they have out here. I guess out here I would say maybe if you were great at vintage clothing, or I don't know. I just don't see here. I do go to a couple of thrift stores out here and find toys. I do toys a lot. I love to buy educational toys because I really flip those pretty quickly. But the stuff that I used to find, I don't find that anymore. But I want to talk about Amazon because I see these ads on YouTube and all these other places telling you how much money and how rich you can be on Amazon. I found Amazon to be hardball players. And, you know, they make the rules. You know, Bezos is not the richest man on earth for nothing. The people who work for him, and I guess his policies and procedures are really, really strict. I understand and get some of their guidelines, but anytime you get in any type of Amazon group, they used to always say, make sure you're nice, because it's like you have no leverage with that company. You are at their will, at their mercy. They charge you so many fees. Their fees to me is astronomical. But on the other hand, they have people who are coming to that website. That traffic is out of sight. It's just like no other. Even eBay, who's older than Amazon, do not have the buyers, the traffic like Amazon. So I mean, it's almost like, you know, I don't want to say the god, but it's like, it's really like so outrageous how they can treat a seller And I think people have brought out some things about Amazon. I remember reading a story about a diaper company, and Amazon basically, you know, took their company away from them by offering diapers at a lower price and then snatching them up, you know. So if you're ready for Amazon, if you have a great product, did your research, ready to be a professional seller, understand the fee structure, ready to sell to their Prime members, which is where the money's at. I used to ship my items to their warehouse. They had a great discount shipping rate with UPS, and I enjoyed it. And then as they got bigger and bigger, they started losing my items. Then they didn't want to pay me. Then I had to come back and tell them how I purchased the items. Then they, you know, wanted to reimburse me only the cost of the item that I paid for it. They made me get documentation, you know, and I was thrifting, so I just had receipts, and a lot of the receipts are not detailed. So I lost a lot of money with them losing my items. They would get my items, and I would send, maybe, let's say I got, I noticed it a lot with my bigger items. Like, say I had like a golf bag, and I sent it into this one warehouse. Well, they decided they wanted it to go to another warehouse. So, like, I would send it in, and it would typically take about 3 days for them to get my shipment, and then maybe another three days for them to process the shipment and get it and make it available on the website. Well, that's how it typically went if everything went smooth. A lot of times I would check back and see that my items were missing, or like I said, they would ship something to another warehouse, so it would still be like pending for days on days, sometimes weeks on weeks. And then sometimes I would never find that item, or sometimes it would never sell, and I would have to email them back and forth. You are able to speak to someone, but I haven't really sold with Amazon for maybe 6 months. I'll sell something now and then as just a merchant seller. I do not do professional selling anymore. Another thing they did to me is that they disqualified me from so many categories that I had previously sold in. And if you can't sell in some categories, and then they have this thing where if you don't sell a certain dollar amount, or you don't keep your rating, your feedback up, then you can't sell toys, especially when it comes to the fourth quarter. So they have all these rules and different things. And it just, I know one time I sold something and I ended up owing them money. So I was like, this has to stop, because they've restricted so many things. And I'm sure they have their reasons, you know. I know there was a lot of things going on fraudulently and everything. But when you're a company of integrity and a small business, you know, when someone just shuts you out and you have no recourse, or you don't understand all the rules they set in place about how you have to get this type of approval and that type of approval. Hey, listen, I'm just trying to resell, you know, a toy, or resell this or resell that. I'm not trying to fraudulently make a whole nother Nike shoe or something like that. So it just got really ridiculous. But to say the good and bad, I would say that if you understand the fee structures, the rule, and you still have the profit margins to be successful on Amazon, definitely look into being a professional seller on Amazon. I think being a merchant seller on Amazon is really not profitable. You get charged per item. You still have a lot of fees to pay. You don't have access really to their prime members, because that people who have access to their prime members are the professional sellers who can send stuff to their warehouse so that they can actually pick it and ship it and make sure that everything is done, which is a good thing because they take care and handle all the customer service aspect of it and really all the process, because again, a fulfillment center is what it's called. So it's great in that aspect. But believe me, you better have a good profit margin, because those fees will eat you alive. But you get, I noticed like something I could sell on Amazon could sell for three times as much as something that I sell on eBay. So the profit and the money to be made on Amazon versus other platforms is really real. Other than that, I would say, you know, learn how to sell. Make sure you understand your products. I sold something on Amazon one time. It was some kind of educational, I thought it was a magnet board. Some type of magnet board. But it turned out that it wasn't magnet. It was a regular type of board. And someone got mad at that. And even though the item was like $9.99 or something, I got really messed up with Amazon. And because the customer complained that it wasn't a magnet board, and even though I refunded her money and apologized, it didn't matter. I got messed up behind that. I'm not sure if they took me out of that category or not, but you know, you really can do some damage if you're not 100% sure of what you're selling. So that is something you don't want to get into. Make sure you know what your product is, you know it inside out, you know how to describe it, explain it, you know what it does, you know your profit margins, you know your fees on Amazon, and if it's worth it. And if you're basically just starting out, because you know, you may have lost your job, been laid off, been furloughed, dealing with this unemployment and everything, and maybe not getting as much money as you need, I would say, you know, look around your house, get on Google and type in products that you no longer use anymore that you feel have a little value. I talked earlier about OfferUp and LetGo and Craigslist. Don't really mess with Craigslist unless you have the patience to deal with a lot of fraudulent stuff. You still get a lot of people on there that want to send you a check. You know you should not take any type of checks. Don't deal with it. Just tell them you only deal with cash only. Another thing, if you're going to deal with Craigslist, you know, make sure that it's not a high-end item, including these phones that these young adults are into, that, you know, they want $100. My thing is, if it's $100 or more, you need to meet at a local police office, sheriff office. You know, be wary of dealing with people that you do not know in cash, without considering your safety, because all people are not doing the right things, let's just say. So you want to make sure you're looking at that. If you have any questions and things, if I get questions, you can send me questions at, let's see, the best email is send me a question at admin@urbanthick.com. Now, we are doing, and Urban Thick is still doing, the online consignment store. You know, a lot of things slowed down because of COVID. We're kind of getting back up to par, up to gear again. I'm making a lot of changes for 2021 because I'm still getting an issue with people sending in clothing and not really going over each item to make sure there's no kind of damages, deformities. That takes a lot of our time, so we're going to start next year adding an admin fee. Other than that, our big and tall men clothing is doing really well. We're getting more big and tall clothing. Our sizes started 1X to 5X. Look into that if you know any plus size people or people who have maybe lost a lot of weight and need to get rid of their nice quality clothing. We're here to accept them. You can go to the website urbanthick.com. Remember, when all else fails, what do? You sell. I'll check you guys out on my next podcast. Hope you enjoy the show. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.